Single setback running back situation behind Steve Young, the quarterback for the Los Angeles Express. He hands off to his first man through. That should be Mel Gray. Mel Gray, the little 5'9", 175 running back out of Purdue. He does carry the ball, and he picks up 4 yards out to the 37-yard line. Kiki Diallo makes the stop. The offensive set for the Los Angeles Express. Steve Young, the second-year man out of Brigham Young at quarterback. Tony Boddy at one slot, the running back Mel Gray, the other slot back JoJo Townsell. The tight end is Gordon Hudson out of Brigham Young, and the wide receiver is Dwayne Gunn. Split backfield this time behind Young. Left-handed quarterback throws to the outside, hits his man. That's number 81. That's going to be David Hersey, the H-back, the halfback that lines up in the slot out of Tulsa, second-year man. Kiki Diallo makes the stop. He had to do single coverage against Hersey. It's a first and 10 after an 8-yard pickup to the 40.
Well, it's very interesting, John. They lined up with what looked like a two-back offense that time. They had Hersey in there, and I'm sure they're thinking this will isolate that running back, in this case Hersey, who is a wide receiver, against the linebackers. They'll probably try to work on the linebackers all day long.
Slot to the right-hand side. Now they send a man in motion to the left, to the right. That's Tony Boddy. They throw a flag as Young rolls out to the right and hits Boddy underneath all the coverage, and Boddy is thrown out of bounds, and Mike Mitchell and Will Lewis do love taps on him after he gets out of bounds. A lot of chicken fighting after the play, but let's check the flag while we have a chance. Steve Young rolling out to his right and throwing with his left arm. A very difficult thing to do, but he hit Boddy on the dead run down the sideline.
Well, that's very interesting in itself in that they did not use Steve Young on rollouts last year. They did not use it in the preseason. They came out in this opening ball game realizing the importance of it. And apparently they're going to use Young with some rollouts. There's a motion penalty against the Express that will wind up being first down and 15, John.
Okay, Tony Boddy obviously took at least one step forward than he should have, and that cost him 5 yards. First penalty against the Express on offense. They've had 3 penalties already in this ball game for 29 yards. 2 major penalties and now a motion penalty on their first possession to make it first and 15 from their own 35. Single setback, Mel Gray again. A wing to the right-hand side. David Hersey comes back in motion to the left. Gamblers employs man-to-man coverage. Now Young has to scramble out to the left under some pressure. Throws sidearm and throws it away. The nearest receiver may have been John Hadle himself. And it's going to be second down and 10. Andy Hawkins and Pete Caton applying the pressure. A good pincher move as Hawkins took the downfield run away from him. Caton forced him to the outside.
Yeah, but that's what the Gamblers were afraid of. They had excellent coverage secondary-wise. Man-to-man, the secondary linebackers did fine coverage. But once again, Young's ability to scramble kept him from having a sack.
Steve Young down the field to number 88. That's Gordon Hudson. Hudson picks up big yardage, but there's another flag on the field back to the 27-yard line. We'll find out what that's all about.
Well, that's a big break from the Gamblers' standpoint. Again, they called the L.A. Express for being in motion. Hudson went across, and this is a big tight end. He's really a rookie. He didn't play last year. He was injured. He and Young had played together at Brigham Young. They're all excited about his abilities in this league. He's a fine receiver. He was open. That was a big gainer, brought back, of course, by the penalty.
A 22-yard gain is wiped out by a penalty. We will check that out. It's another 5-yarder. It's another motion penalty. It's fourth penalty for 34 yards.
Well, so far the penalties have been going the Gamblers' way, John, and the Express look awful sharp offensively other than those penalties. Should wind up being that high-scoring game we anticipated.
Exactly so. We have ourselves Steve Young now in the shotgun with a double slot to the right side. Everybody spread out all over creation. Inside handoff to Mel Gray. It's spoiled at the line of scrimmage, and he's finally knocked down by Pete Caton. The man who spoiled it was number 78 for the Gamblers, Cleveland Crosby, the fourth-year man out of Arizona who dove through and made Gray break it up.
Probably a pretty good call, though, from the Express standpoint. At least they let the Gamblers know that when they go shotgun, they will run the ball. It isn't always going to be a passing situation. That was kind of a way of saying, hey, don't lay your ears back and come after me, from Young's standpoint.
We're back to play, third down, and let's call it 20 yards to go. Steve Young in the shotgun, back to pass, has time, good protection now, throws to his right, overthrows his man at the sideline. That's number 87, Leroy Campbell, a wide receiver out of Sonoma State here in California. It's long and wide over to the Gambler sideline. It'll be fourth down, and thanks to the penalties, the Gamblers will get the ball back.
That's exactly right, John. You can't look at that situation and say that the Gamblers, the Express, stopped themselves with the penalties. They had completion for first down, but they were called back. Again, an indication that this will probably be a wide-open scoring ball game before the day is over.
7:52 left to go, first quarter. Back to punt for the Los Angeles Express. Jeff Partridge, third-year man out of Washington. Walked on as a free agent to the Express in their first year and has stayed with them ever since. Has a brother that punted for the Memphis Showboats. A low line drive. Gerald McNeil for the Gamblers picks it up and picks up around 8 yards before he stopped at the 47-yard line of the Gamblers. Let's call it an 11-yard gain as he caught it on the dead run, and the Gamblers will take over for their second possession of the game, first and 10 at their own 46. There's a timeout on the field with the Gamblers leading the Los Angeles Express 7-0. This is the Houston Gambler Football Network.
Timeout on the field. The Greater State Clubs of Southern California, along with GMA Express, are participating in several fundraising efforts to benefit the Child Abuse Program. A special thanks to Exchange Ice, Chuck Eichen, Al Solomon, Eric Gerhardt, and E.C. Pickett. Several exchange clubs are in attendance today. Florence, Culver City, Sardinia, Long Beach, Newport Harbor, Inglewood, Avalon, Downey, Fullerton,
Nazania,
and Saddleback.
That would work. It's an automatic impedance up there on the board.
He's looking for you, John.
Okay, that's okay.
Back here to play at the Los Angeles Memorial Coliseum. I've just decorated somebody downstairs with a white towel. Congratulations, folks. It's 7-0, the Gamblers leading. A 33-yard punt and 11-yard return by Gerald McNeil for the Gamblers. They've got their second possession going. Man in motion is Johnson to the right-hand side. Kelly back to pass. Has time. Throws underneath the coverage and almost complete out on the sideline to Clarence Verdan. Good single coverage out there by number 23 for the Express, that is Ed Scott. The Gamblers will take over second and 10 now at their own 48. Kelly so far 5 of 7 for 44 yards. I hope I don't drop this out. That's a nice looking shirt, Ed. I'd hate for you to lose this one. Second down and 10. We're just doing our laundry up here today, folks. That's all. 7:19 left to go, first quarter. Gamblers leading 7-0. If we tried to explain it all, we wouldn't be able to bring you the game. Jim Kelly arrows out to his right, throws underneath to Richard Johnson on the sideline. An excellent move to juke past the first man, and he's finally knocked down by Wyman Henderson. Dwight Drain is the one that he just juked away. Actually, I got to turn that around. Drain's who tackled him. Wyman Henderson is who he ran away from at the left corner. It is a pickup, nearly a first down yardage. Call it 9 yards. It'll be third down and one.
Yeah, that's that play where they bring the Johnson to the wide side of the field, make it look just like a sweep. They get him out there, throw the ball almost laterally to him. He gets a one-on-one situation, and if they miss the tackle, he can turn it into a long gainer. Now, this is a situation that the run-and-shoot offense makes it very difficult. Now they have to go into a short yardage attack. They put extra linemen in there. They'll probably be using Billy Kidd as a tight end and one wide receiver. This is an area where the Gamblers have had problems in the past.
They send one wide out to the left-hand side. That is Scott McGee. They've got seven men who are actually offensive linemen down, and the Gamblers took too much time setting this one up. You have to change your offense. You end up changing the rhythm of the game, and you end up with third and six. Now, Ed, this is a funny thing to say, but third and one for the Gamblers and changing their offense, or third and six with running with what they're most comfortable. It's
well, the percentages of third and one against third
course.
And six, of course, are much for you. They just wasn't alert enough on the sideline. Someone over there didn't get the extra people that they put in. And again, they're using Billy Kidd as a tight end and one receiver, and the extra back in that situation. They have to be ready for it. You can't afford to blow these opportunities when you have a chance early in the ball game to get points.
Well, now it's third down and six, and let's see if the Gamblers can connect at this point. Sanders in motion to the left-hand side. Kelly looks to his right as he drops back, fakes once, now pumps high. Sam Morrell makes a nice Nice catch over the shoulder, first and 10, down to the 35-yard line. He pumped once and brought the linebackers in front of him, and then Sam just reached out behind him on the second throw. Howard Carson had to push him out of bounds, but Sam Harrell made a nice play, and Jim Kelly made a nice fake.
Well, that's the first time that they have come away from the three-receiver side. They took the slot back, put him in motion, put three receivers to the upper side of the field, left side. He rolled out to the left, and Sam just slipped out, made a little fake like he was going to throw it to him quick, and then he turned upfield. Good touch by Kelly. Laid it over the head of that coverage linebacker.
A gain of 14 yards on the play. First and 10 for the Gamblers. A crucial third and six goes their way. They're at the Express 35. They put two men in the wing to the left. Now bring Ricky Sanders back in motion to the left. Kelly rolling left-hand side. Hits his man. That is Clarence Verdan all alone. Down at the 15-yard line. Alanda Smith had to come over from his safety position to cover him. And Ed, that had to be a mix-up because Verdan was just so wide open, and a safety ended up having to make the play over on the side.
Well, I don't think it was a mix-up, John, as much as the fact that they caught the Express in the so-called two-deep defense, where you have two safeties back there, and underneath you have five defensive linemen or linebackers or second or whatever it might be playing zone coverage. And the cornerback to that side didn't get his hands on Verdan. As soon as he missed him, now he's wide open right by the sideline. It's too far for that safety to come to get there.
Jim Kelly, 8 of 10 for 87 yards so far here in the first quarter. Man in motion to the right-hand side is Richard Johnson. Kelly looking to his right as he rolls out. Throws back across the middle. Richard Johnson, a foot race, and he couldn't win it. He's down at the 5-yard line. A nice foot-saving tackle by David Howard, the second-year man out of Cal State Long Beach. It is going to be first down and goal at the 3, but David Howard saved a touchdown for Los Angeles because he was running against the grain and had daylight.
Well, right now, the receivers and the quarterbacks are really on the same page, and they've got the Express really confused. That time, they were in man coverage, and when you catch them in man coverage, if those slot backs run crossing patterns, that defensive back has to really run with him. That was just almost an ankle-saving tackle by Howard.
It certainly was first and goal, but for the Gamblers, they're inside the 4-yard line. Kelly looks to his right, has time, throws underneath the coverage. Sam Harrell, man on man. He will not get into the end zone, but he'll get down to near the 1. A nice open field tackle again by the safety, Alanda Smith. Harrell was trying to just juke past him, and he got himself 2 yards nearly inside the 2 to the 1.
Pass just a least bit high. Sam could never get completely under control. If he had gotten under control, he might have bowled his way into the end zone, John, but he was really fighting to get back under balance. Gave that defensive back a chance to wrap his arms around him.
Officially a pickup of 2 yards. It will be down inside the 2, close to the 1, and it will be again second down and goal for the Gamblers. They send Verdan wide to the left. Wide to the right is Scott McGee. The slot backs again, Johnson and Sanders. The 7th play of the drive, Harrell the running back. He makes a good block as Kelly rolls to his right, throws underneath coverage again. Touchdown, Ricky Sanders, and for the second time, they burn Alanda Smith, and it is 13-0 with the extra point to come with 4:37 left first quarter. And the crowd here at the Los Angeles Memorial Coliseum, they are not exactly on the edge of their seats over this one.
Well, so far it's been a shootout, but the shootout's been all from the Gambler's standpoint. Going back to that big third down play, now they've hit the ball 2 times, 2 great drives, both times when they got down in the scoring area. The Express trying to play some combination coverage, and you had better spend a lot of time doing that because these receivers can work and get themselves open on the crossing routes.
Tony Fritz to try the extra point. The holder will be Tommy Myers, the veteran out of Syracuse. The snap is good, the hold is good, and Tony has it blocked. Tony has it blocked, and then Fletcher Jenkins tries to take Tony's head off, a little unnecessarily too. But it is 13-0 as Tony just rips it right into the crowd and has it blocked away. It is 13-0. The Gamblers leading the Los Angeles Express. We're going to hate to have that one come back and haunt us if possible. Let's keep it right here with 4:37 left to go. Ed, the Gamblers, let's talk about the offense for the moment. Just doing anything they want to at will, and Los Angeles keeps trying to, you know, second-guess them, and they're just on the wrong page right now.
Well, the Express are trying to do a lot of different things coverage-wise, and right now, Kelly's reading of the coverages and also the receiver. The offense is predicated on the receivers when that ball is snapped, as they go downfield, reading the safety, read the coverage, and they make adjustments within their routes.